waving from fear. Her voice brightens through the phone, sending light to my ear as she remembers the whale, how its tail fluke emerged out of the endless South Pacific, the way memories hook us by the cheek, pulling our full-bodied weight to somewhere far away but vivid. I can almost hear the splash echo whilst we lament having to wrap our arms around ourselves or the voices of the ones we love when they can't come close. Anne hugs her knees to her chest, dive bombs into Loch Owel, a teenager giving herself to the open water. The lake braces its liquid body for the weight of children who know how to jump free, warmed by the crisp slap of cold on their bodies and the insulating laughter it brings. Now, weekly phone calls to a sister in Ireland teach how to find warmth in words shared at a distance, how to make home out of a voice. Who knew a hug could be heard? Maggie still hears the ripe fruit falling from the pear tree, years and miles away in St. Elizabeth, where the land needs no fertilizer, so full is it of God's grace. Still tastes the mannish water, still sees the goats climbing the hill, and Lord, she nearly ran away with Esme at 16. Almost. But she fell asleep for 3 days and 3 nights, woke up in the church and never left, wrapped a life around the Bible and found strength, even in this cold new place, though she missed plenty, plenty, plenty people. Her heart stays open, prays for her children and her children's children. Masks in the car, masks in the garden, but never a mask on the heart. We try to prize ours open and keep them that way, like the white rose in Julia's garden that flowered despite the first frost and all through winter. Nature doesn't know how to break promises or move against itself. The body, infallible, does its best, and we are learning daily from the quiet ways the unspeaking world tells us never to give up. So we wrap our minds around what we'd like to keep close. Bert holds his past in laughs, the 273 bus he drove from Lewisham Tesco to Grove Park, the front doors he'd leave open to nip out for a paper, how no one dodged the fare. His throat cracks with tears as his memory unwraps the retirement gifts from the girls at the back of the bus. Champagne and chocolates weaving care together like a man's heart full as the buses he manned. Ray tells me how he met his wife at Welling Hall, now a big Tesco's, how they wrapped themselves around each other, dancing in sickness and in health for 62 years. His daughter keeps bees, stewards the humble things that are keeping us fed, carrying our future on the backs of their legs, pulling pollen from plant to plant, knowing the flowers can't bear fruit without one another and can't reach each other alone. Wings forever beating, waving at the moment whilst they work for our unborn gifts. I've wrapped these stories like neat parcels to hold what we surely can never let go of. All the ways to live a life, all the ways to keep waving at what is yet to come.